We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yo, this is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Thursday morning, 57 degrees. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee wants a bipartisan review of the U.S. government's coronavirus response.
After Pearl Harbor and 9/11, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says Congress looked at what went wrong and learned from mistakes. He and the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, Democrat Benny Thompson, are drafting legislation to establish a bipartisan commission to look at how the federal government responded to the coronavirus pandemic. Thompson says Americans need answers on how government can work better to prevent a similar crisis. Schiff says any commission would not be initiated until the pandemic has passed. Following the 9/11 terror attacks, a commission's report found flaws in law enforcement and intelligence agencies. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Tracking the pandemic locally, Sedgwick County health officials say the county now has 64 confirmed cases and that 8 local patients have recovered from COVID-19. One death has been reported in Sedgwick County, a dozen across Kansas. The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Kansas has risen to at least 501 in 41 counties. That's according to reports from local and state health officials. The state health department reports more than 5,400 people have tested negative for the virus.
Wichita City Council members have issued a temporary ban on city playgrounds and public restrooms.
The city says it's another way to keep the community safe. City Council member Brandon Johnson says people can still be active at the parks.
You can still run around and jog and dance and things like that. It's just for the time being, we're asking everyone to stay off of our equipment.
Johnson says the city made this decision to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Signs will be placed around the parks to remind people the park equipment is closed. Park and rec leaders say this ban will last 20 to 30 days, but hope people continue to be active. They would also like to remind the public to wash their hands after visiting the public parks. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Bars may keep inmates in, but it won't keep the COVID-19 virus out.
The Kansas Department of Corrections has announced that 3 staff members working at Lansing Correctional Facility tested positive for COVID-19. These are the first positive cases within a KDOC facility. The staff includes a male over the age of 20 and 2 females over the age of 40. KDOC has been in consultation with officials from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment on next steps to address these circumstances. The Lansing Correctional Facility, formerly the Kansas State Penitentiary, opened in 1867 during the presidency of Andrew Johnson and is the oldest and largest state correctional facility in Kansas. Serving only males, the facility currently has 1,906 offenders.
That's the Kansas Information Network's Jim West reporting.
Coronavirus cases in Missouri are rising at an alarming rate, but health experts say it's too soon to know if the state is emerging as one of the next hot spots for the pandemic. Health officials say Missouri has 1,581 confirmed cases as of Wednesday, a jump of 19.1% from Tuesday. 18 deaths are blamed on COVID-19 in Missouri. That disease is caused by the coronavirus.
Will a pair of Holland America cruise ships be allowed to dock today in Fort Lauderdale? Those ships are carrying sick, dead, and people exposed to COVID-19.
A plan could be in the works to allow Holland America's Zaandam and Rotterdam to dock at Port Everglades, the seaport in Fort Lauderdale. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had been against the idea, but is now leaving it up to local officials to make it happen.
There are American citizens, and we actually have Floridians. I think there's 30 or 40 Floridians. And so the county is working on a plan to be able to get the Floridians back safely expatriate the foreign nationals.
Some Florida officials have been demanding Holland America take on the cost of treating ill patients and crew. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yesterday, we hit 73 for the high in Wichita. We'll be close to that again today, but we have much colder air coming in behind a strong front by tonight and tomorrow, and that will bring our temperature down quite a bit. A few scattered showers or a thunderstorm this morning. It's going to be breezy and near 70 for the high this afternoon. Rain tonight, our low 34, then drizzle early Friday with a high in the upper 40s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And now partly cloudy sky, southeast wind gusting to 23 miles per hour and 57 degrees. A lot of talk about the possibility of rain this morning. I'm taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning, and just a little, looks like cloud cover around Sedgwick County, south central Kansas. And you have to go clear up northeast of Emporia to find any rain showers up there. And there's all moving to the east up towards Kansas City, Topeka. Topeka's getting some rain right now, and then over east to Chanute. But between here and there, not much going on. Are you considering implementing a work-at-home policy? Well, VoxLink can help your business make a smooth transition toward the remote office environment and save you 35% or more on your monthly bill. Call 844-VOXLINK. That's 844-869-5465. VoxLink. Do you know the difference between quarantine and isolation? Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne explains.
Quarantine is when someone has either been exposed through traveling to one of the areas that has a lot of cases or has come into contact with someone that is positive for COVID-19. And when someone is quarantined, they stay home for 14 days and monitor their symptoms. And if they were to, if at the end of the 14 days they feel good, then at day 15 they are free to go about their business. If they develop any of the symptoms during that time, then they would be tested. And if they were positive, then they would need to remain home for 7 days from onset of being ill, or 3 days of being symptom and fever free after that.
All right, that's again Adrienne Burns. She was at the Sedgwick County Commission meeting yesterday, giving an update. So that's where we got the sound on that. All right, so we're not quarantined right now. We're just staying at home, most of us. Haven't encountered any acquaintance who has come down with the virus. We're a little worried about one of my granddaughters who is an asthmatic. She has asthma, which could be complicated if she should catch the virus. So we're keeping an eye on her. We're keeping an eye on all the grandkids, my 7 grandkids. How's your family holding up?
My mom has had asthma all her life.
Oh, yeah.
She's in her 70s, so I'm kind of just hoping we can weather through without it affecting her.
How's she holding up, though? She got things that she likes to do that'll keep her occupied in the house there? She's not one to go out and shop a lot, is she?
Not especially.
Yeah. Okay.
We're trying to keep her occupied.
All right. Well, we're going to watch out for our loved ones.
Well, yes, we do. That's what we're all trying to get through right now.
Both of my children, my kids, last night, and talked to my brother, Jerry. He and his wife, Dorothy, are doing well, although they were in a car accident the other day. And she thought she was all right, but then Dorothy's kind of getting, how can I put it, got some pain going now. So some aftermath going on that. It was a deal where, Jerry, my brother's a former paramedic with the police or the fire department, and they did not want to call up. The police didn't want to come out because of the coronavirus. They didn't think there were any injuries or whatnot. So they were going to do the, they weren't going to come out. But Jerry got there. I guess he looked around and said, no, maybe you better come out, because he has seen these kind of things before a bazillion times where somebody thinks they're okay, and then the next day,
a couple days later, you wake up and you can't move something.
Yeah. So anyway, Dorothy's recuperating at home. I think she's going to be just fine. She's a pretty tough woman, so we hope for the best.
My mom does enjoy the commune with nature. She likes the warmer weather.
Yeah.
She loves to garden and feed the birdies and feed the kitties and feed the squirrels and all that.
Well, good
so
for
she
her.
Would prefer warmer weather get here sooner than later.
And now tonight, tomorrow, I get down to the 30s. I got to go out and
unhook my garden hose. That's
we got a day in the 70s here, though.
Yeah, we got another day. It's going to be kind of breezy, but it could be another nice day, and we'll just, if we can, we'll get outside and exercise a little bit. That's a good idea. Coming up on 741 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. One big retailer is staying open during the pandemic, and the Wichita Business Journal update is coming up here with Steve and Ted.
Good, good.
On KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.